Let's report!
Hey, y'all ready for that? I'm a fight and I can't fucking rap.
Oh,
hey, dog.
GPS
report! I got jammed.
How does it feel to be in a GPS report?
My clock down, that's a no-no. When I wear a suit, I tote my fofo. Y'all ain't killing shit, y'all dudes ho-hos. Crying over pussy, you a broke joke. Started with the deuce-deuce, turned it to a 3-8. Then I got a Glock 9, turned it to an AK. First I was a leg shooter, now I'm hitting chest
21.
Face. She done caught rug burn, 21. Give that girl a neck brace.
Hey everybody, it's the TPS Report
21
podcast.
21 21
straight
21,
up straight,
straight up.
Up
straight up straight up straight up.
Oh, that was the highlight of the 21 Savage album for me.
What, the 6 million times that he said straight up?
Yes, the ad lib. It wore thin by like track 4, but I gotta say, like, still track 2 in it.
I got 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10 straight ups.
That was his big song. Because we listened to 21 Savage's album.
Bank this, accounts?
Yeah.
What is it? M's?
What's his new album called? I Am Greater Than I Was. Listen to that. But then I was thinking, like, what was
you
his.
You know how long that I looked at that album and I called it I Am. Greater sign, I was.
Greater sign. But no one calls
week,
that a greater sign. It's
last
a greater
week,
than.
When I said it on the podcast, it was like the first time that it clicked in my head. I am greater than I was.
That is so obvious.
You think he came up with that?
Do
you think he knows what the greater sign is?
Well, like, all his song titles are kind of short, too. It's like A&T for Ass and Titties. Also, like, one of the silliest songs I've heard all year.
There was a...
Kids having fun.
A bunch of 3-6... credits on that song, but no one from 3-6 is on it.
On that song?
Is the Ass and Titties thing sampled from a 3-6 song?
I don't know. I didn't explore the credits other than the features, and like there was the Project Pat Schoolboy Q one. But I was thinking, what was his big, like, because I didn't listen to, what was it, Issa album? His first album?
Yeah.
Never heard that. So I was trying to think, like, I know him from something, and it's that. It's the M's in my bank account shit.
I got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 30, 40, 50.
You're a millionaire. All right. Rubbing it in 30, our poor 40, faces.
45.
I have a cult.
45.
Yeah, so I didn't have, you know, I almost told myself I was going to listen to his first album, too, to really get my head. I didn't. I just listened to this one.
I didn't even listen to all of this one.
Really?
I got about
you
halfway
didn't do your
through.
Homework.
I did my homework. I got about halfway through. That's
you checked
as far
out.
As I need to get.
I will say.
Utter dog shit.
Whoa!
The whole second half could be Scarlett Johansson telling me what a beautiful cock I have. It's still, like, the worst thing I've ever heard.
Really? I didn't hate it that much.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Awful.
Do you think it should win Best Rap Hip Hop Album at the Grammys?
It should win Utter Dog Shit.
Holy
award.
Cow. Term hasn't had much sleep. You look
it's like dog shit
perturbed
coming out of a cow's udder.
You milk the shit.
You're milking a cow's udder, but dog poo is coming out of it into a bucket that has some old milk remnants in it.
It's like bucket milk shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't think if he's greater than he was, then he must have been what before if he's bucket milk shit now?
Less than zero. Negative
okay, so now
something.
you're getting the greater than less than thing. Finally, it's clicking.
He was -5.
I
would say now he's -1.
I've never been a fan per se, but I kind of, you know, there's shit that's catchy, and I just give in.
I thought his raps on
like the M's song. Eventually, that was catchy to me. The first song in this album, a lot, which I've heard before. That was the big single.
Can't leave without it.
Yeah, that is what
was the most not dog shit thing that I heard. The one with Lil Baby and Gunna.
Right. I took some notes. I can pull those up too.
I took some notes too. You want to hear them?
Milk bucket doggy shit. I don't know. I knew you were not going to like this album.
Those are my notes.
I like me knowing I'm probably not going to be, you know, my favorite.
How else can I? If I could do the armpit fart thing, that would be one of my notes too. I couldn't do that.
By track eight, here was what my notes said about this song. I said, kind of zoned out, but I guess I was still vibing it. That's what I said at this song.
Yeah, because that's what this music is. Is fucking, I could be asleep and just. That doesn't mean I'm enjoying it.
I think as far as
we gotta draw a line between catchy and good,
right?
You know,
I'm happy to do that. I wouldn't call.
I can only hear, you know, rest in peace to Juice WRLD and everything.
Yeah,
nobody deserves to die at 21 or at 31 or 41 from a drug overdose.
We should all be immortal.
That's right. That's what I meant. But legend, genius.
Is that how people are describing? You're talking about
Juice WRLD.
Oh. I mean, I wouldn't say legend yet because, like, it's more of like a fine wine and age being a part of that thing.
It stinks. You could be a legend and young. Mozart was like a legend by the age of 15.
It does take death to become a legend, or else you're just a living legend. That's why they say that.
So like, it doesn't take death. You can be a living legend.
Well,
negate your own point.
All right. I did not hate this album as much as you did.
I didn't like it. Bottom of the rung. You're telling me of all the fucking shit that came out this year? First of all, this came out in 2018. It came out in December of 2018. But I guess it came out after when they do the nominations for 2018, so that makes it 2019.
Politics.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess? That's what I figure.
Here was my... You want to hear my last note?
You're telling me there's nothing better than this?
My last note at the very end of my note-keeping. I can't help but think there might be other albums more deserving of a nod this year.
Could you not help?
I couldn't help but...
DaBaby! DaBaby put out two albums this year.
Yeah, maybe three.
Both better than this.
He had to have one last December, 2018 for sure. No, he was great. I actually just read like a Vice... 100 best albums of the year thing, and I perused it. I don't think I knew 10 artists on it.
Yeah.
Says a lot about.
I'm dying to.
Sturgill
to be
was,
on the same page as Vice and their
Sturgill
opinion.
Sturgill was 69.
69!
I will say.
DaBaby had an album November of 2018.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. I don't know.
It's called Blank Blank.
Another one between catchy and good. I gotta put this somewhere in the middle. This is like a good song to me. This beat is fucking awesome.
Yeah, but does he rap good on it, or does he sound like fucking someone who's 15 years old and this is the first verse they ever wrote? He sucks. J. Cole being good on the song doesn't make his song good. I
like the song, and yeah, it does. If J. Cole was on one of our songs,
exactly
it'd be good.
Does.
Yeah. Our songs suck because he's not.
You can't have a best rap album Grammy when every feature on the album is better than you.
I see your point. I also said in track one note, never been a huge fan of this lackadaisical delivery. But like this song I do like. I'm not fighting that 1%.
It's a good beat. And J. Cole is always comes
I gotta, I like the hook too. Not even like his delivery of it, but I like the fucking song.
A lot. A lot.
Can we get to my favorite song, though, track two?
A lot.
What did you think about Break the Law? Because.
A lot. A lot. This is the whole album to me.
I'm
going
to be talking to a wall today.
A lot. 21.
Straight up.
Straight up. Yeah. Lake. Dates. She got an ass, but it's fake. Fake. He saving hoes, need a cake. Cake. Little mama hair supreme. Supreme. But I'm still rocking his bape. Bape.
You're talking over the actual good ad libs.
Ape. Had to put a bitch on pause. Pause. Me and my dogs break laws.
I got you.
Fobs. You could get hit in the jaws.
I'll do the whole song. I'll just let it ride.
Dog. Most of my niggas just rob. It's so terrible. I hate it. Can't leave the streets. I ain't
ready. Listen to the ad-libs. And my wedding ring was a machete. Need me a cheap light belly. Dissing me, got a nigga homeboy's berries. They don't come outside.
What do you say? A ring and a machete? I don't get it.
I legitimately love the fucking ad-libs. By track four, I'm over it because there's so many of them. But he has a fucking lib after every single
word. Yeah, I was going to say when I got here that I just listened to the 21 Savage album. Whatever we've been working on, I want to go back. Scrap everything that we have in the chamber.
Straight up.
I need to go back and re-record me repeating the last line.
What if
line
we did
of,
like
the last word of every bar?
Hold on, can we pull up one of our songs?
Because that's not annoying as all shit.
What about one of our songs? Can I get like I'll do the ad libs. Hold on, I gotta find something. What would work? Let's see here.
I don't know, and I don't like comparing myself to this kind of music when people are like, "Well, can you do any better?" To me, it's like comparing the Beach Boys to Metallica or something. If they're way, just
yeah, they're both amazing.
Going, well, they're both rock. Eh.
Yeah. Can you do your verse and just open this song? Yeah.
My mind got a mind of its own.
No, just do it. Do it good. Like, this is a live show. Sold out. Sold out show. Amphitheater show.
My mind got a mind of its own.
Straight up.
Spend most of my time on the phone.
21.
The rest of my time at the crib, lying in bed, crying alone.
Oh God.
I'm in a dark place right now.
Oh God.
I harbor a lot of resentment.
Straight up.
A shark in the water's infested.
21.
And bother brings out of the question.
21. 21.
Started to call me the best since then. Sliced up bread and shit.
Straight
I come from a place you can make a wrong turn.
21.
You might wind up dead and shit.
Straight up.
The city put hair in your chest.
Straight up.
He isn't gonna share with the rest.
Straight up.
He isn't embarrassing.
21. It's amazing how he does it.
You know, we should really rethink our approach.
Well, you saying that made me think. It works effortlessly, dude. In fact, I'm willing to step back as a Palmer Square and stop rapping. I'll just be your hype man.
All right.
That's how much I am committed to the ad lib. I genuinely do enjoy that. But the album did not even... It couldn't keep my interest. It's longer than the Tyler album. It might be. I don't think it's longer than the Corday album. I always think about like duration and what's feels too short. 7 songs, 8 songs feels short sometimes. This might have been like 15. Yeah, by the end I was zoning. I was sending some emails and like, oh yeah, I was focusing for a minute there on taking notes because I wanted to put my thoughts. I didn't want to forget how I did feel about hearing these songs.
I don't know like how
I like the first half of the album more or less though
judging,
for somebody I don't love.
I don't understand the judging process or the nominating process yep. or whatever of any of this.
Straight up.
I know like the Academy Awards are dog shit too, but
yeah.
There's at least like a fucking like a semblance of like
moving his hand like he's gonna put
there,
a glove on
with half of it at least.
Give somebody a rectal exam.
This would be like if fucking all of the nominees at the Academy Awards were like Avengers, Fast and the Furious. Like all the Grammys right. is the most streamed stuff.
But
from this
in hip hop and
that,
rap,
and if
it
it's
looks
streamed
like
the most, does not necessarily mean that it's good.
But there's also like 150 fucking Grammy categories, like beyond just Best Actor. You know yeah. what I mean? Like the technical awards. So
someone
like,
tells me that 15 years ago there was 50 less.
Probably.
Also, I was just looking up Anderson .Paak, and all of his nominations have been like R&B and Urban Contemporary.
Yeah, that's a lot of rap. That's a lot of rap.
He raps!
He's a rapper!
I don't understand how this all works and how what gets categorized.
I do hate the like...
What makes Anderson .Paak, Urban Contemporary, and Tyler's Igor album rap.
Right.
What makes 21 Savage even worth paying attention to.
Straight up. 21.
I don't know.
On God.
Just bugs me.
I really didn't like 21 Savage. I'm trying to look through like a positivity lens. I'm playing good cop on all this too.
Right, and but then like, also with this year's developments of finding out that he's British and then he does...
Hey, 21, bloody hell.
I know it wasn't Katie Couric, but I want to say Katie Couric, he did an interview with someone where he's just like, I'm a good boy and I don't hurt nobody and I'm nice.
I just want
to
do
so then to like listen to his
friends.
New album after that that's like, I will murder you. Everyone gets murdered because I'm a savage.
I'm not
like,
super
I
into...
I thought you just pled your case about what a fucking... darling sweetheart you are that's never harmed anybody.
Yeah, I wrote down ad libs make up for any problems I have with the actual verse.
Cut all of the verses. Give me a version that's just ad libs and I'll consider re-listening to it.
Gun smoke.
Otherwise, I have no interest in ever revisiting anything from this album for the rest of my life.
And the gun smoke is what you smoke. Is what you opened the podcast with.
Right.
I said hard song, but lyrically lazy. Kind of like a lot of them.
Yeah, that's why I chose it. Because just lyrics like, put my Glock down, that's a no-no.
I hate the no-no.
When I wear a suit, tote my fofo.
The whole O-O
Y'all ain't
bang.
Killing shit. Y'all ho-hos. Hoes. crying over straight pussy. Up. You a broke joke.
Straight up.
Broke joke. That is fifth grade level rapping.
Absolutely.
Fucking garbage. And if you don't think it's fucking garbage, eat my asshole. Your opinion doesn't count.
Wow. Term is in such a bad mood. I knew it when he walked in my house.
Fucking
he also
stupid.
in that song, he says, talking about your neck gets you tagged toed. Like, I stopped it. I had to run because I'm like, you mean toe tagged, right? Talk about your neck gets you tagged toed.
What was Break the Law? Was that the second one?
But I guess like you're going to get yourself tagged toed. Maybe that's a cool like.
No, it's not.
Urban contemporary slang way to say it.
Nope. What does that even mean? Urban contemporary slang way.
That's
the scientific way of saying black. That's the black way of saying it. Get your tag toed.
That's not very contemporary of you. 1.5.
I thought that's what contemporary was.
I said no comments. This didn't stand out to me. All my friends. I said Post Malone makes this one radio ready from the jump. Not personally my cup of tea, but the industry probably loves it. Can't live without it. Kind of zoned out, but still vibing. Whatever that means. ASMR, some shoehorned lyrics, but I enjoyed the track a little bit. When he says, I got scripes, I got scripes. He whispers, he goes, I got scripes. I like that.
My favorite, lyrical rap, my favorite bar was when he said that he can't put his tongue in no bitch because I still kiss my kids. And then he rhymed that with, "Ho, you need to fix your wig." I don't know. I thought that one made me smirk.
Just when I think he couldn't get any dumber, he goes and says something like that.
What was the machete line?
I don't know, but I want to skip to this one part. Here's one thing that bothered me specifically about this line that I'm going to be a stickler about. But in raps in general, when like you mash in too many words, and it's just like this sounds like. There's too many words in this line. There's a bunch of songs. I think that's maybe part of his style that I don't relate to. But,
One dog, I'm so SG. Yeah. I'm so 4L gang, I keep a Glock, not an XD. 21. Head so good, she not even white. I still call her Becky. Yeah. Richard Mill cost so much, I can press her button and see next week. Straight up. 30 on the glizzy, got my pants dizzy. Playing around with Savage, you get shot in the kidney.
Shot in the kidney. Like, it's, you didn't need to say it twice. It's like.
Stinks. It all stinks.
It's wordy.
That stinks. So the line was, and my wedding ring.
He's so ready to move past. It stinks. Stinks. You showed
me
something that stinks.
And my wedding ring. Oh, okay. Me and my hood got married, 21. And my wedding ring was a machete, straight up.
Straight up.
What the fuck does that mean?
Say it again. I kind of wasn't paying attention.
Me and my
That's what happens in this album.
Me
it's
and
like a,
my
the Bermuda
hood
Triangle
got
of sound.
Married. And my wedding ring was a machete, straight up.
So he cut the hood off.
What?
A circumcision. I don't know. if the wedding ring's a machete, then that
me
finger's
and,
coming off.
Me and
so
my
if he's married
hood
to the game,
got married,
21. Or to the hood rather.
And my wedding ring was a machete.
What's the next line? Maybe there's some post concept.
Need me
context.
A Keisha like belly.
What does that mean?
Dissing me got dudes, homeboys buried.
This is why we need Vanna Black Soul here, because he would tell us some shit that'd be like, nah, dude, he's a genius. And I'd be like, oh.
I'm pretty sure everybody knows what I mean when I say dudes. They don't come outside, they scary. Mm-hmm. When we start spinning dudes' blocks, they telling, pussy. Got your baby mama in a yoke. Yoke.
Straight up.
And I don't smoke weed, I sell dope.
21. Dope. Oh, my bad. Nah, this is like a game show. It's like, what's the ad lib going to be? Like,
it's
21.
Smoke. Pull up on you and your folks. Try to give me head, she choke.
Roses are red.
We call you a rat because you spoke. All these tennis chains like I'm in a tennis game. Y'all dudes wearing gold ropes.
I still haven't heard a Meek Mill's album. We got to revisit
it's
Dreamville.
Better.
There is no way that the 21 Savage's album is not the least lyrically.
What was the lyric when I pulled up? It might have been an ASMR.
I forget, man. One of the things that bugged me lyrically too is he makes like three mentions to Skype before
He's
the album's
like,
half
she
done.
Don't like FaceTime, she likes Skype. Wow, how interesting. Please tell me more about this wonderful woman.
I kind of don't, you know, we've talked about referencing modern shit and just like saying IG live in a song or something. She's like, what are you talking about? Say something. He said Skype like 3 or 4 times. I'm just like, rap about something else. This guy's on Skype all day.
We was stealing cars. You was inside the house, pussy.
Rat.
I know he gonna be a rat one day. Right now we call him a mouse. 21.
21.
That's not how rats and mice work. They're two different animals. Does he think that a mouse is a baby rat? That mice grow up to be rats?
Let's just say maybe I didn't know that. Would that make me dumb?
They call him a mouse.
No, man. I lived with mice for 2 months this year, if you remember correctly.
Those
were not rats. That would have been way worse and way different.
Yeah, it's a different animal.
It's a whole different animal.
The whole new goddamn ball game.
I got a plan.
Well, yeah. I think we can agree that, look, you don't think it was dog shit. I do. Neither one of us thinks it was good.
No, it's definitely not winner. There?
Okay.
I think, you remember last week how I was so adamant that, like, I liked Tyler's album. It was really good. But I didn't think it should win in rap hip hop. Like, it just should not.
Dude, I guess
is considered more to me what I expect.
Exile on Main Street by the Rolling Stones from 40 years ago is a better rap album than this.
This really feels like it belongs, I guess, as far as what, you know, just right
anything.
At the surface level.
Gershwin.
But yeah, it's not winner. It's definitely not. I don't know if this is also like when the I Am Greater Than I Was, like he was Issa album, right?
I would go
album,
as far
right?
as to call it a rotten egg. First rotten egg. What?
I imagine he must have made immense growth since his first album, or was his first album also nominated?
It wasn't nominated.
But like, if this one's good enough to be nominated,
it's not.
Well, apparently
just
it is.
Because it's nominated doesn't mean it's good enough to be nominated. That's where we've been for years.
Well, as far as the Grammy Association is concerned,
Grammys.
This we're talking about the Grammys. This isn't our top five. This is the fucking Grammys.
I know.
I can't dial it back. Angry. It's just like
I wouldn't take away from anybody's like pride in being nominated. Or even winning or anything like that, but it's the Grammys themselves that you have to be upset with, I guess, if you're gonna be upset with anyone over it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
Like I'm
trying to talk you off the ledge.
I will sit here and be like, "Fuck the Grammys, doesn't mean shit." But
you want one.
I don't want one, but
if
we
they
all know
you one,
if I exactly we smiling. All know if I was nominated,
you're a rat.
I would fucking.
Weasel. A rat and a weasel are the same, right?
Shout it from the highest mountaintops with pride, you know?
Yeah, dude. It is whatever, whether they deserve it in your subjective opinion or not. It's an achievement.
That's what makes it so annoying. Yeah. It's every award show is the subjective opinions awards,
right?
To a degree.
I wonder who it was last
year.
To
a degree.
Because also,
and I think the Academy Awards, even though they're fucking sellouts and it's garbage and everything, like they get it more right. Than shit like this.
Anderson .Paak didn't win anything when he had those nominations a year ago or two, right?
He has won.
It might have been for like Bubbling or a single or something.
I think it was for Bubbling.
Which is crazy to me because Venice, I got to look at who he was up against a couple years ago because I always forget what did win. And back then, I hadn't heard it yet. And now with the retrospect, it's just like, I fucking think that album is incredible. I think he's incredible having had more time to go through his catalog. So I think it's, but I'm doing what you're saying that 21 fans are going to do that's going to bother you. Because I'm like, well, Anderson has a Grammy, so that's good. Like, he got that, even though it's not for the song I thought he should have deserved it for. So if an album we think sucks does win a Grammy, all the supporters of that artist are naturally going to be like, they're going to use that as a, you know, an extra little head up on the totem pole. It's just like, well, he won a Grammy.
He won for Bubbling.
Yeah.
I think it might be the only one that he won.
But his album was nominated the year before that.
Anderson .Paak, 5 nominations, 1 win.
And the 4 other ones, I thought it should have been more deserving. But that's the politics where they give it to Scorsese for The Departed because they didn't give it to him fucking for 2 decades earlier.
Yeah, 2016, he was nominated for Malibu, which was nominated as Best Urban.
Oh, Malibu was the...
Urban Contemporary.
Right.
And then he was nominated for Best New Artist. He lost both of them.
Yeah.
2018.
To who, though? Does it say who the other nominations were.
See all awards for this
in Urban
year.
Contemporary 3 years ago. It was Malibu. Venice was the first album. I keep mixing my shit up.
Oh, come on. You can be all fucking slow on me now.
Come on now. You can get your phone yet?
No.
That will put you in a better mood. That alone.
For a couple hours.
Dude, I was sitting here the other day telling myself,
something won't download,
enjoy
and then
this
I'll be
while
back where I started.
I was saying, like, because mine, it's working really well. My own, old one was a piece of shit. And then obviously it's just this, you know, this privileged bullshit. But I was like, I want to enjoy the fact that my phone is working right now.
Oh,
because
so
the next 4 years, no. It's going to be a gradual decline, if not an instant plummet. But right now, man, feels good. Feels really good.
Best contemporary instrumental, best rock, best alternative.
This song, I took a note that I said I did like it a lot. Oh, yeah. It sounds like fucking Baker 2G. That's why. Like, I'm not a fan of, this isn't so cut and dry, but just generally speaking, I don't like heavy gunplay lyrics and shit. And like, I'll listen to 3-6 and some shit that's fucking awesome. But like, yeah, 21 Savage raps about guns a lot, and it's at a certain point, you know, whatever. It's got to be more than that. But also, when you bring like Schoolboy Q and Project Pat, I have an expectation. Like, I don't have to suspend my disbelief. I know there's going to be some gun talk, but I also love, like,
when you know
deep
they're
hop.
Not going to be fucking nominated for Grammys for it, too, which is
yeah, this isn't, like, weird. A Grammy-winning song to me, but this is shit I would want in my, like, skateboard video soundtrack, and I'd be fucking loving it.
Oh, what the fuck? How am I missing it?
But yeah, I didn't mind that. I also like, I've always loved Project Pat, and Schoolboy Q is somebody that I didn't, you know, like anybody at first, you hear all about it and I'd be like, I didn't hear shit. And I'm just like almost getting upset at how they've, to me, rocketed to stardom, even though I'm sure they've been hustling forever. But the more I listen to Schoolboy's music, I didn't like his newest album a lot. It sounded a little lazy in comparison, but his first couple were fucking great.
That part.
Like that dude.
2016 Best Urban Contemporary winner.
Yes.
Beyonce, ooh. Lemonade.
That makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
All right, now I'm not, I'm
this
less
this was the
upset.
Year Sturgill won for Best Country Album. And yes, when someone I like wins, I rejoice.
Double-edged sword.
When someone I don't like is nominated, it all makes no sense and it's bullshit.
It's like the George Carlin, you know, like...
But seriously, I think...
You ever realize everybody driving faster than you is a fucking maniac and everyone driving slower than you is a goddamn idiot? It's just like, it's never you. It's not me that's the problem.
No, of course not. But I do think it is weird the more and more that we're going where like it's all based on streaming numbers... And
especially when you look at like best new artist a lot of times, and Lil Nas X, you know, and certain in categories, I feel like it leans that way. Maybe rap is a, I don't know, not just rap, but like some of that viral shit that catches fire on, you know, social media sharing. That is why I think he got any sort of nod.
TikTok.
Best new artist being he, no him question. Being a nomination because his song did the numbers, period. It became a worldwide phenomenon.
Because a bunch whether of 12-year-olds dance to numbers. It on a fucking app that most people don't even know how it works.
Yeah. There's a song called Padlock on 21 Savage's album, and I don't know where the spot is, so I'm not going to look for it. But instead of going like, on God, like that was his ad lib, he says. He like, there wasn't as much space because it was faster tempo, so he had to be like, on God, on God. It was fucking great. So I feel like maybe I got the wool pulled over my eyes too because... listening to this album, like I was laughing, and sometimes when I, but it's not supposed to be funny. Like when I see DaBaby and like there's some, the music videos and his vibe, I get the humor level while also being like, you know, kind of a gangster Charlotte rapper dude.
Right.
But this is like I'm laughing and I'm like yeah, but I don't think he would be flattered. He'd be like no, dude, this is like
no, you're laughing at him, not with him.
I thought it was with.
When you're laughing,
my bad.
During DaBaby's music, you're laughing with him.
Yeah.
When you're laughing at Lil
did
Baby.
Did he get a nomination for anything this year? Because he had a really good year. Suge is best record or, you know, single.
I don't know. That's the thing. There's like 8 different categories for what a fucking rap song could be nominated for.
Whatever this one is, I was saying how I thought the production was really great. This is called Monster, later in the album. Oh, who's on this one? This is Childish Gambino,
is nominated for rap song and rap performance. What the difference is between those two categories, still couldn't tell you.
We got to be able to figure this out. Let's figure this out before the end of the year. So far, this beat isn't doing anything. What's going on? Zone 6, nigga, I come from. Neighborhood sounding like pop, pop. Pick them up, roll them out, all of that drip, drip. There got young boy, drop, drop. Hey, hey. Yeah, it's all right, but it goes back to your point of the features standing out more than the artist whose album it is for much of it. But he stacked it.
Yeah, the only
Gambino
way
and Post Malone
is ever listenable is when someone who isn't 21 Savage, whose album it is,
yeah,
is fucking rapping or singing or whatever the fuck. See, we've already tried to look this up, and it doesn't tell me a distinction between performance and song. It tells me the difference between record of the year and song.
Okay, what's the difference between those? Let's start there. Baby steps.
The record of the year honors, first and foremost, the performing...
The what?
Can't even talk. The performing artist. Song of the year honors the songwriter. Okay, that's still...
But a lot of times it's the same person. A lot of times it's the same person if they wrote their own song. So right, they would get a double nod. That, see? It's math. Greater than, equals... This is an equal thing. It's if you are the writer.
Okay, so this is like best picture and best screenplay.
Yes, exactly.
Makes sense to have two of them. But now it's like there's a third category, best movie. Okay, I thought best picture took care of that.
What was the other one? It's song, performance, and record. Those are the three we're confused on, because I think we cleared two of them up. Okay, so I'm lost again. I thought I had it and I'm lost again.
Performance. What is the difference between song and performance? And we've already established that it's not one specific live performance of this song.
Oh, no way.
No way.
I don't think they have... is there anything like that at the Grammys? Like
no.
Best, you know, performance on TV or some shit?
No.
Yeah, I guess the best performances are usually like... at the Grammys. Beyonce would perform at the Grammys, and then they would just give her one. Like, that was it.
Right.
Yeah, that was the one.
I don't want to see nobody getting a fucking Grammy for their SNL performance or their fucking...
What about Letter to My Mama? He's doing a song to his mom. You hated that? It's Yo-Yo Ma, but Savage.
Cool. I'm sure he would love Yo-Yo Ma, too, and I would appreciate that, but he's not getting it back from me.
Well, there it is, everybody. There's a fucking review, if I've ever heard one. But yeah, by the my last note, along with can't help but think there's got to be other, DaBaby, somebody. It probably shouldn't have been this one. At least, I think I've heard 4 out of 5 so far, technically. And yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it should win. If it did, I would be that, oh, come on, guy. And I said no memorable rhymes. Lyrically, not on par with Cordae or Dreamville. And probably, maybe with the exception of Tyler, because it was, But probably not. It was just so outside of the hip-hop box and the rap lyrics that I'm used to, especially from Tyler Box. But this album, I Am Greater Than I Was, hopefully he gets even greater and greater, because lyrically,
I like
not
how,
there. And even delivery-wise, his whole thing is like the lackadaisical, like he's just not really, there's no effort behind it.
I still kiss my kids.
He's like,
you need to fix your wig.
The guy talking straight fast up. In Billy Madison, straight slow up. Down. Just monotone.
Oh.
I
like this article.
Which I kind of like a little bit, and from some artists, but it is, I don't know if it's Grammy worthy.
Well,
there you go. Well, besides that, what were you telling me about Lizzo and her antics?
Oh, you didn't see her at the Lakers game?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. Let's cover everything that I don't know. Because everything.
Well, I'll tell you,
you
what Lizzo doesn't cover. Her big fat ass when she's at the Lakers game.
Okay, now I'm intrigued.
Ooh!
So
Lizzo went to the Lakers game, and she wore basically just like a quintuplet XL. However, what is that, 5XL?
It's a large piece of cloth.
Like a... like a 7XL black t-shirt as a dress.
I already love the write-up. Wearing a black thong and buttless black dress, hit singer-songwriter and, quote, body positive, unquote, icon Lizzo, quote, twerked, unquote, for the cameras.
What is... What a Daily Wire. Okay, because I had a better headline from a more reputable news
singer
source.
Hashtag Lizzo arrived to the hashtag
CNN put it.
Quote hashtag.
Lizzo twerked in a thong at the Lakers game, and it was a moment.
It gave me life.
And it was a moment. I cannot fucking explain to you how much slang in headlines makes me want to open my veins.
Normally, it's the hyperbolic, like... this is so much this. My
right,
everything.
It used to be
that one
like
is just on the nose literal. It was a moment.
It used to be those like clickbaity, this video of an octopus changing colors will make your year.
It's like, it's already December something. I got to get my year made before it's too late.
And the only two that I can reference as of late were Lizzo articles.
Well, dude, she's giving life.
The first one
to the
was
internet
her
community.
Fucking stupid little purse that she brought to the awards. And
her little hashtag quote purse.
And the
unquote,
headline was
end tag.
Lizzo's tiny purse is giving life at the whatever awards.
Yeah, there's jizz in it.
Giving there's life. I fucking
someone's
hate it.
Fucking in the purse.
And then yeah.
All right, let me see this.
Lizzo twerked in a thong at a Lakers game, and it was a moment. That's how we're reporting news. First of all, this isn't fucking news. Some fat lady shook her big fat ass in front of 20,000 people.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You know what? I'll be the first to say there is something wrong with that.
There's
it's
like,
unnecessary.
There's a kid right behind her.
There's,
just like
there's plenty of kids. You ever been to a fucking basketball game? It's not a fucking debaucherous. Not everything has to be some fucking debaucherous, let's let loose, no rules. Everyone, free
oh,
your
shit.
Body, free your mind.
I think
21's
been on this whole time, and I...
Has he?
My bad. Shkredo. 21. Okay.
And the only reason that this is being defended is because she's a big fat lady.
It's body positive, sure.
Any fucking like sexy.
Would it be body positive if I pulled my scrotum out of the fucking Bulls game? Would that
yes.
be body positive?
I say you do it. I say you slap it down on the hardwood.
On the kid's head in front of you. You just
you
drop bag right on his bowl cut.
Jimmy Butler over your fucking fat sack.
Hey, wearing a revealing outfit of choice, she was spotted dancing at the game when a cameraman put her on the Jumbotron to show the crowd.
What was I supposed
once
to do? They
she
put
was
the camera on me.
Right. She should have just rubbed
her
face in it.
I've had cameras put on me, and I've never felt the need to shake my big, giant butt cheeks.
But you did feel the need to make out with a deer that was hanging on the wall.
It was dead.
Yeah.
You don't think that fucking little kid behind you can at least see, like, the ridges of her butthole? Like,
yeah, if that kid didn't have a fetish in his puberty, you know, upbringing, now he does. Can I ask what... Is she just wearing, like, a backless dress
That's
to
what I
the
said.
Lakers
She
game?
Wore a fucking gigantic T-shirt with a big hole cut in the back for her butt.
Like, that's what it is. Like, it's not like she... This was some stunt for the Jumbotron where it's like, oh, and then she takes off her breakaway pants and look at her crazy outfit. She's walking around like a Lakers game as someone not performing, just like a guest. Yeah, or I guess that's what that's called.
A patron,
just somebody there, like not doing commentary, you know. But she, yeah, like cover your ass up, I guess. Is that not body positive? Seems weird. Seems like more people would be doing it if it were just okay and if it weren't Lizzo. Like, why doesn't everyone have their fucking ass hang out and walk around everywhere with ass out?
You know, the more I think about it, when you're out like in public. You know, especially at somewhere like a game where you're going to be drinking a bunch of beer, eating cheese and hot dogs and shit.
It's like, yeah, dude, I cover it's that
a,
ass up.
It's a no, it's a good window to fucking go launch out a Duke real quick and then get right back to the
just
game.
Just pull the thong to the side and funk.
I think she's a fool for even wearing
shit.
A thong.
Well, yeah, what if she didn't have underwear on? Would that be a problem or would that be body positive times two? Where is the line drawn of this nonsense?
I don't know. I just think it's retarded. And
quote,
I think
retarded, unquote.
If anyone who wasn't a big fat person who could say...
A great big fat person.
Who could, you know, use for their defense the whole body positivity nonsense, then they would just be getting criticized for being ratchet or fucking too extra or just being a hoe.
It says, Elle magazine gushed over Lizzo's outfit and twerking moves and praised her for her, quote, brazen confidence, unquote. Quote, the singer wore a shirt dress. It looked like a big shirt. I guess any big enough shirt becomes a dress, does it not?
First of all, I don't give a fuck about anybody's confidence.
The singer wore
if
a shirt dress.
If you have confidence,
dress.
Good for you. It does nothing for me. And second of all, she's a fucking celebrity. who's selling out fucking theaters or concerts. Her music is fucking all over the place. That doesn't make you confident. You have no reason to be confident for that.
The singer wore a shirt.
You gotta
dress.
Shake your big disgusting ass in front of 18,000 people to be confident.
I wouldn't say it's disgusting. I'm kind of into it.
Watch her stand up, dude.
All right, I'll watch again. The singer wore a shirt dress with the back cut out so everyone could see the black thong she was wearing with her fishnet stockings. She flaunted it when she twerked for the Jumbotron. That sentence alone should be, like, nuked. She flaunted it when she twerked for the Jumbotron.
Right,
that's something
we're not reading a fucking 13-year-old Zanga. We're reading news. I'm reading the news.
And then it says, that is honestly the kind of brazen confidence and joie de vivre. Am I saying that right? We should all take into 2020. Fucking asshole tried to speak French and make me sound stupid. I don't like it now. I don't like the article.
Like an idiot.
How do you say it? Say it. Say those words.
I don't know. I'm not fucking trying to be a phony asshole who's just trying to fucking use French to fucking support some big fat lady's tush.
So one more time.
You want to see it again?
She's already standing. I didn't see her standing.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It looks like Rakishi's about to shove it in X-Pac's face. Okay, so when she squats down, it's got a little shape to it because she's changing the whole shape of everything of her body. But when she stands up, it's a big gelatinous fucking pile of flab. It's not hot.
I feel like when I was in like middle school.
Tell me that ain't Rikishi,
you
dog.
You just made me feel like back like when I was a little boy, climb the rope in gym class. No, like when something's so funny, like I had
makes
like
makes you feel funny.
I had to pinch my dick a little just now because I'm like making a Rikishi reference. I don't want to tinkle on the podcast. Okay.
Yo, so, that's spot on though. Play that one more time. That is Rikishi.
Who's this person?
You don't. You know who Greta Thunberg is,
I
dog.
I promise you I don't.
I don't even know where to start.
You came over like, oh, I can't believe Time Magazine made Greta Thunberg the person of the year.
It's like, not like outrageous. It doesn't like upset me. Why?
Okay, tell me
she's
why.
She's a 16-year-old who took a boat from Sweden, I think, to America to complain to America as a whole, I guess. And specifically, I don't know, did she talk to Congress or someone?
Dude, I've never heard of her. You got to tell me.
She came over here to air her grievances about our fossil fuel emissions and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And then people criticized her that the fucking boat she took here from Sweden.
Did she have brazen confidence?
Still uses fossil fuels. So then she decided to sail back on like a 40-foot sailboat with some Australian family or something. There's a whole lot of the story that brings up questions like who are her parents and why do they let her at 16 just go to another country? And
she was solo?
Yeah, I think she came alone on a boat, which is pretty tight. I give her props. If I was alone on a boat, I would have a lot of questions. But yeah, she's famous for coming here and I think being a little overdramatic and just like kind of angrily talking to the American public.
Well, you're
like,
also 16.
Why? Why did you take my future?
It's very moving when people
it's
that
not
age.
Moving. She's a little creep.
Speak to adults passionately.
She's not cute, though. She kind of comes off like
what's
a
her Insta?
40-year-old European lady in a teenager's body.
President Trump attacked 16-year-old environmental activist Greta Thunberg on Thursday for being named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. So ridiculous, Trump said on Twitter. Greta must work on her anger management problem, then go to a good old-fashioned movie with a friend. Chill, Greta, chill. I kind of like it now. All these years waiting for this.
See, Trump is like...
That motherfucker is not a president, but he is a good comedian.
He's a walking paradox.
Holy shit.
Well, it wouldn't be as funny if he wasn't the president.
He's dismissing...
Him being the president and tweeting about this 16-year-old... First of all, being the president and tweeting about who Time Magazine chooses as their person of the year in the first place is a waste.
Yeah.
It's irrelevant. You got bigger fish to fry.
It should have been him.
They're trying to impeach you right now. What do you care what some magazine dictates as their person of the year?
Thunberg responded swiftly, changing her Twitter profile to read, a teenager working on her anger management problem, currently chilling and watching a good old-fashioned movie with a friend. I thought she was going to call him a teenager, and he's his anger.
Right. The point that should be raised
is
that Trump
should be better beef.
Is the last person who should be talking about anybody's anger management.
And who should be talking to a 16-year-old girl.
Tweets in all caps at 3 a.m. about Chill. Irrelevant nonsense.
Well, good for them.
Calls anyone that fucking criticize him like a fat slob or whatever.
Yeah, failure. Failing. Failing 16-year-old.
Sad.
All right. Well, we all learned a thing or two, did we not? I certainly didn't.
Yeah, I don't know like what her whole quote and spiel was. But it was like, how dare you? Maybe if I search her name. There you go. How dare you?
Who says what now?
You have stolen my dreams. That's what it was.
Damn, Freddy Krueger?
I'll be watching you.
Is she Swedish, you said?
This is all wrong.
Oh, bloody
frick. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Somebody's been watching Big Little Lies.
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
Look, I don't really... like,
oh, America's a bunch of buggers and bollocks! Bloody hell!
I don't really debate anything that she's saying. I just think that her overly dramatic way of saying it
it's
is...
it's like she's been watching American movies.
A tad
movies.
Douchey.
She's trying to get that street reaction.
What could be... I don't know. I'm assuming English isn't her first language.
But is English...
if I just now learned Swedish and then like went to Sweden to plead with them, I wouldn't know how to like put the right inflections on stuff.
Right. It's like when you can understand stuff but you can't speak it. Whatever. Let's do some fan questions, shall we?
We shall.
So tense. Everybody's so tense around here. All right.
Yeah, I think we all need to
right when he starts talking.
Whip our tushies out and give him a good old shake.
It's time for the percolator. Boop, boop. Here's somebody writing in with something.
What up, dudes? It's Riley from Vancouver.
Riley!
Wanted to go last week. You were talking a lot about Tyler, the Creator. Kind of curious about Term's line. So odd, been robbed of my future. I was wondering if you guys are willing to elaborate on that a little bit.
It's pretty explanatory.
Besides that.
Odd Future reference. The line itself is a little explanatory.
What do you say right before it?
I don't know. You can't do this.
Stop
to
what
me.
You're doing. Rocking music. Soapbox for the gossip of rumors.
Soapbox
for the
gossip of rumors.
Robot, the constant consumer.
So odd being robbed of a future.
Stepping stones, but
robbed of a future.
Robbed of a future. 21. Straight up.
So I've been robbed of a Schneider.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything.
It's not a dig.
That's a surface level reference. Right. There's nothing there.
It's not a dig.
He's not a good rapper, Riley.
I'm saying it's odd that I've been robbed of a future, and it's a bit of an odd. Odd future.
Robot, the constant consumer. So odd, robbed of a future.
If you thought I was insulting
it's
odd
wordplay.
Future or something, no.
No, definitely not. I don't. Yeah,
I
that
had a
was
question
one.
For you.
Me?
Someone asked me, "What did Ack mean when he said meet the schoolmaster in the classroom?" How is that an anagram?
I believe schoolmaster and the classroom is an anagram. Maybe I'm mixing that up with where the falls. Schoolmaster.
I think you're right.
The class.
No, you're right. Totally. Schoolmaster.
Yeah, so there's your
the
fucking answer, motherfucker.
Because I tried to break it down before, and I'm still stumped.
But if you do the schoolmaster and the classroom,
he
then
probably,
no.
He was including meet the.
Schoolmaster.
Meet the and in.
Right. It's just whatever. I think I talked before about how I had, like, I was doing a whole verse that was full of these, and, like, what's it when it goes back and forth? The, you know, it starts with a P.
Palindromes
and anagrams and that type of shit. And yeah, that was one. The end. Again.
Any more brain busters?
I've had somebody ask that before, and it's just like that the I think might throw people off. But the classroom has the same letters in it that schoolmaster has, which schoolmaster isn't really a word people say, maybe more so decades ago.
Right.
But that was what I was going for.
We rap for people from the 1920s who traveled in time and might stumble upon our music.
Straight up. 21.
Wasn't
extra.
For you.
It was...
Get on my ass about it.
Light a fire under my tush looking for an answer. Okay, so there's some. Here's somebody else.
Yo, Palmer Squares, what up? It's your boy Paris from Philly.
Hey, this guy again.
I'm just super baked right now.
Sounds like it.
Watching The Simpsons. And
good
I
on
you. Know, who are your guys' favorite Simpsons characters?
Ooh.
All right, peace.
I mean, Apu, but only as Hank Azaria voicing him.
Was there any other Apu?
Well, I know. Well, they tried. Didn't they strip him of his title? Is he still the guy?
Pretty sure he's still the guy. They tried. I saw like last year they tried to corner him like in a garage and ask him like why he thinks it's okay to continue doing
it. Right, there's a whole documentary about it.
Yeah, but that was years ago.
That's what I'm talking about. I thought after that he like made a statement and someone else took over.
No.
I was trying to make a racially charged joke, but it didn't make sense, you guys.
Last year made some weird... They like commented on it in an episode.
Right, and had Lisa say...
They had Lisa defend it, which was weird because in of all the characters, Lisa would be the one arguing that,
sure.
that Apu was offensive.
Yeah.
So it's weird that they chose her of all characters to be like... I don't remember what the words are, but she kind of just says something that more or less tells the viewer to shut up and stop complaining.
Right. But for reals, though,
and
favorite...
And then I saw that they, like, cornered Hank Azaria somewhere and tried to get him, and he was like, I don't write the show.
Yeah.
I don't write the show, and I've been doing it for 30 years.
But for real, Apu's a great character.
I like Troy McClure. I like anybody that's voiced by...
Phil Hartman.
Yep. Back in the day.
I like Milhouse's dad a lot because he's such a schlub. And his voice makes me laugh.
Oh.
He's always just such an asshole. He's pathetic. His wife's leaving him.
What was the song?
But I like whatever
Damn
his name
it!
Is.
Just watch this one. Where him and Luann break up.
Right.
And
he
tape out.
The song.
It's not Hooked on a Feeling, is it?
That might be it. Something like
hooked
that.
Hooked on a Feeling.
Yeah.
I don't think it is, though.
It's something like that. It's hooked on a something.
Milhouse's
dad song.
Can I borrow a feeling?
Can I borrow a feeling?
I knew
you were half right.
I would have to say Homer, dude.
Obviously.
I know he's the Peter Griffin, if you know. Yeah. He's the Peter Griffin.
He's Peter Griffin. My when I was a kid, it was Bart.
The main character.
Now that I'm an adult, it's definitely Homer. You know,
I've watched a lot of Simpsons as of late, and nobody makes me laugh more than Homer.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's just a boob.
It's the obvious answer, you know, but he's a fucking legend. And I was talking with I think Prob Cause recently. He's a big Simpsons fan, and I don't know if you've been watching South Park, keeping up. But like,
haven't seen the last few weeks. Maybe I'll
one
catch
of them,
up tonight.
The fecal transplant one is fantastic. But I mean, I watched The Simpsons all the time when I was a kid. But I'm definitely a South Park kid, a South Park adult. That's my shit since the fifth grade, and I've stuck with it. I still love The Simpsons. I've been watching like old Simpsons 2 as of late a little bit. And the more I do, and like remembering those that I forgot about, and then there's some that I kind of don't remember as much. You know, you got to tip your hat. South Park is still my favorite, probably, but it's like The Simpsons did it first to the point where South Park did that whole Simpsons did it first episode.
Yeah, it was. I've watched a few in the past,
but they've covered
week that
like
have
everything.
Made me even think of that specific line from South Park, and because I'm a stoner retard, I can't remember any of the exact examples.
Quote,
but
stoner retard.
There's
unquote.
Been multiple things that I've seen, you know, in a handful of episodes that I've watched in the past couple weeks that have been like. Oh, that's kind of just like the fucking plot thing they did on Family Guy in that one episode or on this show. And then it always reverts back to Simpsons.
And
did it.
Being so young when I watched the majority of my Simpsons, you know, you watch more now, especially you gotta go, it's in season 30 something. Like, go back to seasons 1 through 10. Like, smart political shit that I would have never understood at the time. I
was
too
young. I only watched seasons 1 through 10.
It's great.
Yeah, I was watching The Simpsons recently, and it just blew my mind how from season one, first of all, Danny Elfman, the way that he just, how did he know that it wasn't going to be some fucking flash in the pan flop of a cartoon show that disappears in 2 years?
A lot of times.
And he wrote that fucking intro song. How did he know?
I just watched. Have you seen any of the movies that made us that are on Netflix right now?
No, but I've seen that they have that.
I only watched one, and it was the
Home Alone.
The Home Alone one, which is first
of all, one that they've shown the preview for that I know it exists.
It's basically like, you know, like web junk style of video, so it's a little like corny and TMZ sounding voice, like fucking
True TV.
But
shows.
There was definitely some shit in there that I hadn't remembered, and I'm gonna forget why I brought this up at all. I guess I'll go with Homer. That's my favorite. It was something you just made me think of that too, but maybe it'll come back to me.
But yeah,
The fucking music. They got John Williams.
Right.
And they talk about how that was a low budget movie. It was like shut down for a period.
Yeah, but it was John Hughes, who was already like hugely successful.
They get into the budget concerns.
Did John Hughes direct Home Alone or just write it? I feel like he might have just
He did not
it.
Direct it. It was right. Chris Columbus or whatever.
Right.
Christopher Columbus
he
discovered America and directed Home Alone.
What a fucking...
The guy's a ledge. It's
you add the rape, triple threat.
It's... But then, yeah, they like were joking. They had the editor conform it with music that the editor and the music supervisor, whatever, chose. And like the movie was like really strong, but the music was not hitting and... They like goofed about how they were, what if we get like John Williams to do it? And then somehow they got him a screener cut without music and he really loved the story. And then he like that whole, you think about how the music of that movie, I forgot that it's like, it's so huge. Like music to anything that's legendary like that, it's half the reason it's fucking gets put on.
I want to go, and this could be totally something different, but
like listen to the Sanford and Son theme song.
That's Home Alone, right?
No, but it's more like. It's like that, right?
Reenacting music with your voice sucks.
But you know what?
No, I don't.
Really? I thought I did.
Could you picture mine?
Well, that's them. That's a Christmas song when they're running through O'Hare.
Is that a Christmas song though?
I think so.
Or did John Williams write that as the O'Hare running?
Wow,
the plane
dude,
song?
You just blew my mind. Maybe he did. Probably.
I think he did. But even like the Simpsons intro, if you were some guy sitting at home in what, 1990, 89, when it aired, season one, and you saw that just to me doesn't look like the intro to a show that's going to go away soon. You know?
Yeah.
It just blows my mind like how they fucking made not just the song, but the intro itself. Before the show was really a hit, it has just hit formula to it.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find an example here. I know I did a shit job, but there's also, it's not just one song. It's the whole score, and there's like several.
Oh, right. I'm doing the wrong thing.
But this is not this is not what I was trying to. This is the church scene.
Is this like a medley of the whole thing?
Might be. It says Home Alone theme. So maybe this was one song that he had an arrangement and they put it all over the film.
Right.
But like this also sounds like it could be an instrumental version of some classic Christmas song. This is so like Christmas music and cartoonish. It sounds like. That was me. That's what I was trying to do. That part. Legendary shit. But when you're saying like, how did they get Danny Elfman? It's like, I don't know. They had the fucking right Hollywood parlay. They knew somebody who knew somebody.
I'm not sure Danny Elfman at that point was like the level of John Williams at that point. John Williams had already done Star Wars and Superman.
Exactly.
And a whole
that's
bunch
the
of shit.
Thing.
But
like,
still,
he was a big. They joked. They're like, we'll never get him.
It's not even getting Danny Elfman. I mean, I guess my answer is because he's fucking Danny Elfman. But how did Danny Elfman know that, like, I haven't just been commissioned to do an intro for a fucking show that's going to be one and done?
Well, they sent him the movie. Or for John Williams' case, anyways. And he loved the movie and loved the story. And he was like, I will, you know, bring this the extra mile. And then it really does. Like, I want to hear the music they had before his. Because everybody was like, oosh, something's not clicking. I want to hear that music they picked before they had him come into the picture.
It's funny to think that, like, what if The Simpsons never existed...
it's not funny to think that. It's tragic.
Tracy Ullman got hit by a truck in her show.
No, it's Tracy Morgan.
Show. Damn. But if Danny Elfman had that melody stocked, and then Pee Wee's Big Adventure came by, and he was like, oh, yeah, I got something for you. And what if dun 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 was Pee Wee?
It could have ended.
This is just weird.
Dude, this is like
me.
Alternate universe shit. It's crazy.
Anyway, so my answer is Homer.
Homer is the answer.
If we're going like funniest character, I mean, it's hands down Homer. I guess he has favorite, which is why I said Troy McClure, anyone voiced by Phil Hartman.
Let's do one more fan question.
Who's
and then
the bad guy? Snake?
Nelson?
No, like the, hey, dude, the guy with... Who,
yeah, Snake, right?
He's always in jail. Is this so. The one episode where his hair... goes on Homer's head and it fucking
right.
He Homer
was that a Treehouse
him.
Of Horror one like
I believe yes.
Here's one more question and then we have an announcement for the people. Almost forgot, didn't you? Let's do it.
Palmer Squares. This is Chris. I wrote in and shat on your lyrics about Loust, and
this guy.
You know, never I'm Loust. Give you guys a pass. Well, sorry, term not you because you didn't.
I don't need a pass, baby.
I'm going to give you a pass on it.
By the way, I don't need a pass either. Dude, I got a fucking... I got street cred. I got... I don't know how... Don't give me a pass, dude. I don't deserve one.
Because it was good now that I know it was referenced. And it worked. So you can stop shitting on me now. I do appreciate it.
Guy had to call back because we brought it up every week since
well,
he called in.
Now that Chris gave us his okay...
Yeah, thanks, Chris. I was gonna take it back.
I
you didn't lie.
I can comfortably go upon making music again.
I was gonna cut the line if Chris didn't lie.
If he didn't like it, fucking idiot.
But yeah, dude, do your homework from fucking topical phraseology from 3 years ago. Yeah, I like I said, that verse was written when that was like a thing in the like you know viral. Ooh, look at this quote. It was in the news. That was like news. Like, listen to this.
Yeah, dude.
Undefeated, never lost. That was like a thing that was in pop culture for a period.
Look, Chris,
and then the verse got recorded a fucking year later.
Our video was
I was late,
reviewed
man.
by a black man who totally got the line. And
he was
chuckled.
A G. All G's reacted. He was one of the G's.
Come on, bro.
So, and he even might have said G's in his reaction because it was so good. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking for, a G's react.
All sorts
all
of G's.
Like, G's.
All my G's. What are you playing, G's? 187, Sam Jackson.
Yeah, sorry. It's just I get all riled up, dude. We love you. Always have. And with that, before the end of the episode, we have an announcement for you mother frickers.
Besides that.
But besides that, do you know what it is? Are you ready? Can I get a drum roll? Ladies and gentlemen, please. The Palmer Squares have a new album. Coming out early 2020. That's right, everybody. In the new year.
Dare I say January?
Come on, man. No, don't.
What?
It might not be that early.
Dare I say either January or February?
I thought we discussed not throwing a month or a date out there, but just saying generally. God damn you, early 2020. But soon, guys. It's coming soon. It's not going to be, you know, summer, fall. It's just
spring.
About ready.
Winter.
Late winter, on the heels of spring.
Winter,
time.
Spring.
That's right. New album. This would technically be our first project as like a Palmer Squares release since Napalm, because we did the No More Jobs collaborative.
I didn't know you were going. I thought you were going to try and legitimize this as our first release.
Like,
no. How was he
I probably could,
this?
Though, because the fucking language in the industry is so bastardized anyways. Be like, yeah, this is actually my first album. Those other ones were mixed. Is I mixed them. It was like we've been working on this a long time, longer than this year. A couple of the songs that are on it go back a ways, but we've been spending mostly this year really finalizing and adding to what we started with, maybe just a couple of songs in 2018 or whatever. So that's that. Stay tuned for that. We're going to have more announcements. We'll let you know. We're still working on the art and the marketing plan and if we're going to do merch or whatever. But there is new music due out. We didn't have a release this year. Like I said, there was No More Jobs Tour album with Vanna and other friends. And then we did the Junkyard album with Prob. Started our new little super group. But it's been a while since we've had just a Palmer Squares release. This will be one of those. And just stay tuned for more info. We'll also end the podcast with something from our next album. Something you haven't heard before. Ooh. But before that, tbsreportspodcast@gmail.com and 708-797-3079. We need more input from the fans. So call in, write in. Patreon.com/Palmer Squares. If you're listening to this podcast right now, the song was actually already on Patreon as a preview early link for folks midnight last night. So it's there. The patrons can listen to it.
If you ain't on Patreon, use a bitch.
And we're going to put it out publicly, available to stream everywhere this Friday too. So this is the early peek for all our
you guys,
loyal podcast listeners.
Past 2 weeks before the podcast, Term has gone to the post office and checked the box to find nothing in it.
I told you last month it's holiday season, man.
How dare you pieces of shit not gift the Palmer Squares?
And we're giving you the gift of a new album. You give us nothing.
P.O. Box 25627, Chicago, Illinois 60625. I guess you could say the Palmer Squares P.O. Box 25627, Chicago, Illinois 60625.
There's also new merchandise available. Term, tell the people about that.
Wow, is
there?
Oh
my God, Merry Christmas! Even though you probably can't get it by Christmas if you're just hearing this now.
Whatever. Have you never gotten like a picture of the thing you were going to get for Christmas? My mom does that all the time.
Send it later with a, you know, just send it, ship it straight to their door.
Had you seen
us... Say Happy New Year. You'll get it by then.
Sometime this year on the road with Stevie Ray for the All My Demons tour, you might have seen at the merch table we were selling new t-shirts with a It's Cold lyric graphic.
Colder than a polar bear, soaked in liquid nitrogen. Got any problems with that, Chris?
Those designs are now being sold at thepalmersquares.com/shop.
Yeah, you can get a t-shirt or a hoodie because it's so darn cold out.
My
so
t-shirt darn cold. Got a hoodie. My hoodie got a t-shirt. My hey. Also, we got beanies. Black and pink.
For the ladies.
Black for the boys, pink for the ladies. Because genders have specific colors that each gender is supposed to wear. Whoa. If you're a boy and you wear a pink one, you're fucking gay, bro.
That was hashtag, or I mean...
problematic?
Quote, triggering, unquote.
There you go. No, if anyone's free to do anything. Dudes.
Buy the pink one, dude.
Buy the muff hugger thong.
Wait, what?
Can you still? I don't think you can.
No.
Well,
I thought you were going to surprise me with extra merch. Those are gone.
You missed your chance.
If you ain't wearing them, you ain't getting them.
And then we got... Oh, yes.
What is that? What's the last one?
The Palmer Squares TPS Reports Podcast T-shirt!
Hey! Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom.
And when you put it on, you know, fresh out of the dryer, you can almost hear Term going, Super Cali!
You've heard the podcast. Now you can wear the podcast.
You can be the podcast.
ThePalmerSquares.com/shop for all of your Palmer Squares shopping needs.
Like I said, if you've probably seen it online or whatever before today if you follow us, but it's too tight. We were trying to get these up earlier, but either way, they're up indefinitely for the time being. So whatever, holiday gifts or not, get yourself some new merch. Those are our new items we've been working on. And last thing, what was it? Vinyls, $20 instead of $30, you guys. That's $10 off. You get those at bishoprecords.com. And that sale is going to continue for another week through Christmas Day. And anything left over, we'll just have left over in our merch store through 2020. But maybe at the end, in a week or two, these holiday podcasts, we'll do a little like year in review shit because, you know, what sucked, what was great. Write in. Please write in or call in with a little bit of like the best moment fucking or the worst. We'll review. But one of the best for us was definitely the vinyls and the support from the fans getting the vinyls. We've talked a little bit before, but the insecurity of like printing our first album on a vinyl, you know, it's not, you know, everything's digital. But everybody really responded right when we needed it most
we
this
had
summer.
Absolutely
it was great.
No faith in any of you people, and you really made us feel like idiots.
You really came out of the woodwork for us on this one.
If I could smooch each and every single one of you on the lips, I would.
So make sure to grab one of those records if you haven't got one. This is the best deal you're going to get for them, or maybe a good gift for somebody else in your life. And follow Junkyard Samurai at Junkyard Samurai on social media stuff and Spotify too while you're at it, because maybe, you know, in another year we'll have another announcement. But for now, we're just going to focus on what's in front of us, and that is finishing up and releasing our new album early 2020. Also, before the end of the year, we've got a show with Tropodelic, Bumpin' Uglies, Joey Harkham, and Toby at the House of Blues in Cleveland, Ohio. That is December 31st. If you haven't gotten tickets yet, they're available on our website and all these dudes' websites.
They are going fast.
There's a lot of tickets selling for this, and there is an after-party ticket. Whatever's going on with the Tropodelic boys out there,
party
we're
going
to be hanging out. We're going to There's a pre-thing. There's a post-thing. I imagine we're going to be in and out of all that shit. So come hang out with us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. And thanks to, let me see his name here. A Apertured Studios.
What? You want to try that one more time for me?
Apertured?
Apertured.
Apertured Studios?
Check the aperture.
Last week we were asking some shit to do in Cleveland, so homeboy sent me like a...
Oh, Nate Kiss hollered a little bit
too.
A
whole list of things to do.
Okay, what's good? What's goody?
Well, I'm not going to give it away to the creeps out there who can then stalk us and attack us.
Speaking of stalking and attacking and raping us and pillaging, feel free to do that January 17th in Carbondale, Illinois, when we come to Hangar 9 to date, rape, drug everybody, man or woman. We're going to be playing Hangar 9, Carbondale, Southern Illinois University, not raping, totally not weird, just rapping out there for the first
time.
Leave
your drinks everywhere.
Put a napkin over it. It'll be fine. But yeah, don't forget about that, Southern Illinois. We're coming at the beginning of the school semester.
What if you brought like a napkin with like chloroform on it, and then you just swapped the napkin on someone's drink with a chloroformy napkin?
Thoughts like that are what make you my friend.
Hell yeah.
Again, new album. You heard it first. If you're on Patreon, you literally heard it.
You know, we thought that with so much time off that we owed you guys an album. So 2020, the Palmer Squares will be releasing their first album.
It is our first album. That's the loophole.
For the people. Nobody's ever done it. Nobody's ever put out an album before. This is us.
This is our first album.
It's the first album
ever
released.
Should we title it Album?
We got to go back to the drawing board here.
All right, maybe we don't have an album coming out next year. Maybe we have to redo everything with the album thematic in mind. Maybe not. So, you guys, this is the first peek at the first single off our next album coming out early 2020.
I'm
not
excited.
Isolated to January, but early. So, thanks for listening, everybody. This is not in the Smoochie Gang playlist yet, but will be available everywhere this Friday, December 20th. In fact, in the description of this podcast, I'll put a pre-save link so you're all set for the release. Those links really help us, too. It makes our numbers look good and yada, yada, yada. Feel free to hit that and be ready for the public drop. But without further ado, this is a song you might have heard us warming up live in our fall touring, but it's called Too Slow. And what you didn't know when we were doing it live is it's featuring Jarve.
So, Javis!
We'll see you next week on the TPS Reports podcast for a very special Christmas episode. Smooches.
Up high, up high, down low, down low, in the middle, too slow, too slow. Up high, down low, in the middle, too slow.
Ha, theoretically illiterate, literally hypothetical. Chemical dependency, the referee is giving me a double technical. You better bet there ain't nobody better. Weather ain't a sunny weather, pen and open letter. Been alone forever, be alone, me and being lonesome, hell, it go together. The abominable diabolical, it's a monopoly. I got a monocle, been to the bottom, feeding with the bottom feeders. The lobotomy is not a reason to cry. Finally got a piece of the pie. I've been seeking the secret to life. Keeping in mind, please be advised. Long and freaking people need not apply. Hyperbolic, unapologetic, with the right amount of homicidal. I'ma fight a title fight tonight. About to win the battle, upon arrival. Bible say you live by the gun, die by the gun. Wish that it was cry, cause it ain't live like a bum, die like a bum. Did what I done, tried to explain, hiding in plain sight, right under stage lights. They bite, you'll be writhing in pain. Ain't like it, then file a complaint. Why you wanna be a wannabe? I wanna beat it out of you. I really truly wanna, gotta do what I gotta do. Bobby Boucher, Medulla, all I got a tendency to be the best. The complexion of a deity, a reflection of my enemies. Wasn't ever what it seemed to be. I got a tendency to get upset. I mean, I'm seeing red, I never even realize I'm in the centuries ahead of everybody. Got a tendency to speak a mile a minute. Woo!
Up high, down low. In the middle, too slow.
Too slow.
Up high,
up high.
Down low,
down low.
In the middle.
Couldn't win the race, look me in the face, put me in the game, coach. Foes brittle, finna break bones. The flow bitter, got your brain froze. So folks shiver when I play shows. I'm cold, dripping, get a raincoat. Old swimming to the same boat, we're no different. Gotta go get it, gotta prohibit what I hate most. On the road, living in the moment, I'm finna blow any minute. Gold in my ticket, no limit to my bankroll. I'ma lay low for a bit, not to know it all, but I came close. Plain clothes in the whip, on my way home, sticking to the main roads. Never been the one to beat around the bush. Say my name, when I come around, you better keep it on the hush. Never in a rut, always in a rush. Roll with us, leave opponents in the dust when I put the pedal to the floor. This ain't a battle, it's a war. For the record, acumen will settle any score. Better than before, end of the performance, a bit of begging me for more. Weather any storm like Magellan, soar like a 747. Clever and poetic with the rhetoric, I'm ready for impending Armageddon. I don't edit what I said to my credit, if I ever said it, then I meant it. You're pathetic, take it to the medic when I put your head up on a plate. Everything is great, aided and embedded, terminated. Condemned to the game. Get the fame, get the cheddar, get the cake, get the bread. I'm about to bake it, about to break it with the fellas. Labeled as a menace, break it in. I bet you'll never be the same.
Up high, down low, in the middle, too slow.
Too slow.
Up high,
down
low, in the middle.
No, not again, breaking the mix. Nathan is so amazing and sick. What I'm saying is lame, never felt pain from a foul vagrant. Is this making them sit quiet? They abide my every wish. Hey, little bits, I ain't R. Kelly, but I'm telling you, when I'm on the mic, I'll be taking the piss. They, them hands, make it a bit of it, and taking it literal. Fuck conservatives and liberals. Hey, it's political. No, it's not. I don't give a fuck. I just like talking that shit. If you're smarter than a fifth grader, why you always acting like a little kid? With tantrums at random, tantric sex with phantoms at operas. Oprah does lots of drugs.
What?
I don't know.
Dude's got a scatterbrain.
Rockin' Bosu.
And a platinum chain.
Eatin' soul food.
With Natalie.
Orphan? Yeah, when she out of shaved, headin' beef orphan. That a hella mega goddamn fucking hot. Now I'm getting kinda hot. Ooh, God, I probably oughta stop. Call a doctor with a coppers. Give me chocolates and a whopper. I'll be outside at your mom's house with a flamethrower and my boxers. Helicopters overhead over her. What I said and he said, absurd. How could anybody say such things? Pistol alone, flipped them the bird. Then your mom caught a lo-fi. Straight till the very year. Then I went for the high five. I've been psych fingers through the hair.
Up high, down low, in the middle, too slow.